very important. Let's look at serotonin synthesis. We have tryptophan on the left side. Tryptophan is an insulin-dependent amino acid. So it needs proper insulin function. This little stripe right here is the blood-brain barrier. We convert the tryptophan into the brain through the blood-brain barrier by active transport, but you need insulin to be non-insulin resistant, which is what most people are. Then tryptophan, through tryptophan hydroxylase, with the help of iron, oxygen, and tetrahydrobiopterin, these are all the nutrients involved in the conversion of tryptophan to 5-HTP. Then P5P, vitamin B3, B12, and folic acid and magnesium form a part of the aromatic amino acid decarboxylase enzyme to convert it to serotonin. A lot of people are deficient in folate. A lot of people are deficient in B12. A lot of people are deficient in B3, and a lot of people are deficient in B6, not to mention iron as a association to this. So you can see serotonin is the happy and the craving chemical. How many people are deficient in B6, B3, B12? Or have MTHFR mutations where they're not converting it? That's why you're putting methyl there. That should be saying B12, B3, P5P, which is B6. It's the converted form of B6. And then folate and magnesium. I don't know many people that aren't deficient in magnesium. I don't know many people that aren't deficient in most B vitamins overall. So isn't that potentially the association to some of the depression? Now, why I don't like to use just 5-HTP personally is because if I give a person tryptophan and they're not doing well on tryptophan, then I know that there's something going on with this. You need to fix insulin always. Always remember, fix blood sugar first, right? And when you become insulin sensitive, this conversion can happen. And serotonin converts to melatonin, which helps you sleep. Right?